You're listening to 66.6 FM, Radio TOVH.
I'm an old person. Went to I just got back from a show, and it was all spin kicky children. It's like, no, I can't.
For some reason, I thought you were about to say spin doctors, because someone submitted that for Riff of the Week this week. Like, I got back from this show, and it was all spin doctory.
Over hardcore every day of week.
Yeah. Oh no, like, although, what I've been doing,
It was adorable. So it was Frozen Soul. I went and saw them opening up for like Venom Prison and shit. And it was during their set, and they got to one like breakdown riff, and all the hardcore kids came out and started two-stepping in unison, like in Pixar animated movie dance number. Like, it was ridiculous.
What was that trend a little while ago? People were like filming themselves all like flash mob. Remember that shit?
Oh yeah.
Like a YouTube video of people stomping at a Frozen Soul gig. weren't they the ones that had basketball? You sent me a video. Was that them that had a basketball, like, people playing fucking 3v3 in the pit?
I was hoping a game of basketball would break out tonight. Maybe even since it's the postseason, but not meant to be. Although, so the venue, the way it's set up, there's like the stage, and then off to the left, they've just got like those shitty like staircases that you link together, and that's like the walkway for bands to get up the stage. And there's a very large man leaning on it, and another very large man just starts fucking whipping around through the pit with his elbows out, and just goes full force into this fucking dude, and they knock over the barricade and all of the band equipment and shit that is behind it. I was on the edge of the pit, and that happened, and I was like, I'm back, because if that was me, I would have died. I'm far too tiny.
Yeah. So, who was headlining? Venom Prison.
Homewrecker.
Oh, okay. And they're hardcore.
Yeah, Homewrecker, yeah, they're more like that hardcore with death metal elements.
Okay. I listened to that new Gate Creeper yesterday, and that definitely has some hardcore sort of, you know, chuggy thud riffs in it that would suit that sort of vibe.
Yeah.
I didn't realize the whole thing was out. I was like, oh, I'll check out this Gate Creeper track that Kit was talking about last week. And then I clicked, I was like, oh, the whole album's out, because I went away on holidays for a week. That's why we missed last week. And then the week before, Kit was sick. Yeah. So we're a couple of weeks behind, but we'll probably just play the same track.
And good things. Good things for you, bad things for me.
Yeah.
I was on vacation.
But we'll just pretend that nothing happened, because nothing probably did happen. We'll just keep the same playlist because I already made an image for it and I like these songs. I have not been keeping up with anything that's came out aside from Gate Creeper. We've got some Harpcore.
Yeah.
Some weird Black and Death, some Bolt Thrower-y death metal, some other shit we'll throw at you later. Actually, something literally did happen, I noticed.
Flinging poo.
There was that Blood Incantation pre-order went up and melted down the internet. That's one thing I know that happened while I was away.
So,
I came back expecting there to be a track, and I'm like, oh, look, I'm not interested in buying a vinyl or whatever. I just want to hit play on this thing. It's like, there's still not a fucking track up, but a million people have pre-ordered it.
Well, so the thing that happened is, it crashed Dark Descent's web store, right? But you can go to Bandcamp, and on Bandcamp you could order it just fine. So
yeah, okay.
I went to Bandcamp and I ordered, you know, the record and the CD. And whenever you check out, it shows up like, oh, hey, download now. It's like, that's kind of weird. If you're an idiot like me, you think nothing of it. And it's like, I don't know why that's there, whatever. It's not a big deal.
Oh, you did. But you didn't download it.
Apparently, you could have downloaded it, which I found out because I went back immediately, like, 10 seconds later, was like, wait, let me go back to the page. And it was up to stream on the Bandcamp page.
Right.
So I'm a piece of shit, and I listened to it 3 times, like, full album, since the whole thing was up, and I'm weak.
As you would.
But I didn't feel too bad, because they played 3 of the 4 songs the night before when I saw them. So I was like,
right,
I've heard these. That being said, that album kicks so much ass.
I would totally listen to it if it was I would have downloaded it too, because I have a bad habit of forgetting to download stuff. So I've like made sure it's like a nervous tick where I'm like, as soon as it comes up, I have to download it on either my phone or the computer just so it sits there, because like, I will forget, and I've had stuff disappear off Bandcamp before, so I'm like, I'll make sure I get a zip of it before it's gone. But yeah, that's good to know. It's a shame that they didn't leave like one of the tracks up. I would like to hear one, but you know, I can wait.
It's worth it.
I still haven't listened to like that Lotus Thief album that I bought 3 years ago. It's just sitting in plastic in the other room. So I was like, apparently I have willpower to just not listen to shit.
Somewhere.
So you probably heard at the start of the show we played a new Municipal Waste track, and if you're
they're
a fucking
fuck
loser
you,
who hates fun, yeah, you've probably turned off already, because you're like, oh, fuck this pizza throw shit. I don't like fun. I'm just going to sit here and be sad. It's just, you know, it's them doing their thing. There's an EP coming out soon called The Last Rager. The track we played is called Wave of Death. It's just a short, fun, stupid riff thing, basically, which is what all thrash should be.
It's the waste. You know what it is, bitch. The words of
was it
Dennis?
Oh, what got announced the other day? Was it Warbringer or one of those other sort of retro thrash revival bands got announced? I know Toxic Holocaust just put out an album or are about to. Yeah, it's 2006 all over again.
We're back, baby.
Yeah, what else happened in 2006? It's probably the third Shrek movie, Obama, you know, important things. Stock market was about to
stonks
fucking die in the ass. Stocks were going down. One thing we didn't have was Obsequie, which is a band that,
man,
destroyed playlists with their ridiculous...
2006 sucked if we didn't have Obsequia.
Yeah, they announced their upcoming album, follow-up for Aria of Vandal Tombs, and a lot of us shat our pants because it was a surprise and it was very cool.
Armor. The album... We shat our armor.
Shat the chainmail. It's hard to clean. it looks like you could just hose it off, but it doesn't work like that. You need a real high pressure washer. Yeah, if you leave it on too long, if you let it sit, it starts to rust. the album is going to be called the Palms of Sorrowed Kings. It's going to come out on November 22nd on $20 spin. I can't pronounce the name of the first song. They put up two tracks. One's like an intro. A harpy thing, as you would expect, just like the last album had a fair few interludes and stuff, which really made it stand out from the rest. It was one of my faves from, what was it, 2016 or something? It's been a few years now. Then we'll play both tracks, yeah? Fuck it.
Yeah, why not? We do what we want.
Yeah, one's rap. Like... See, and because it's the first two tracks of the album, I can do my thing and actually listen to it.
And I'm going to be sad.
Pre-release. Just you should only listen to the second track then.
Just not listen to the intro.
Yeah. So yeah, there's 12 tracks on it. It sounds like a continuation to me. It's just what you'd expect. Looking forward to it a lot, to be honest.
One of those, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, kind of things. It's what you'd expect, and it's so fucking good.
Yeah. If you're unfamiliar with the band, you should definitely go check out... Yeah, you are a fool. You're the court jester. You should definitely go check out Suspended in Broom of Eos and the Aria of Vernal Tombs. Highly recommended. Medieval black metal castle core, whatever the fuck you want to call it. So yeah, here's Obsequio with... We'll just play both tracks running into each other. We'll see you in 6 minutes or something.
know, that's going to be a super kick-ass day, because it's Blood Incantation and Obsequie come out the same day.
Yeah.
I'm going to get high as shit and, like, just stop existing for a couple of hours.
Go to Area 51 on the back of a horse.
Yeah, chainmail. Hoisting my sword high above my head.
The thing, like, with... I love how, like, all the alien nerds and freaks who couldn't fucking do anything about Area 51, they just, you know, they fucked up Area... They fucked up their storming of Area 51. I love how they could storm the Dark Descent store and shut it down, but they couldn't break into Area 51.
I know what goods are locked away, and it's more comfortable reading it.
Cut out.
Destroying it.
You just cut it. What did you say? You know what goods are locked away in there?
I know what goods are locked away in the Dark Descent Records web shop. I feel comfortable charging in there and raiding it.
Just lots of leftover copies of... actually, no, you probably wouldn't have any leftovers of anything, eh? Most of the stuff they sell is quite quality. Next, we've got some Plague Pit, which is a band I was not familiar with. They're from Ireland, and they've put out... I think they put out an album or an EP earlier this year, and this one, it came out like a week or two ago. Four tracks. It's that really weird modern Black and Death, I guess, with sort of like cross with like the more wacky Immolation riffs. You know, there's lots of like atonal stuff, and it's all jumbled up, some melody and very chaotic song structures. I dig it quite a bit. Yeah. It's a really wild ride across... There's only four tracks, like I said, but yeah, it's a really wild ride. The EP or whatever is called Labyrinthine. We're going to play the first track called Accursed Clay. Yeah, if you like... I don't know, it's probably a weird, like, out there reference, but they remind me of a Catalepsy, which is another band that just put out, like, one EP and disappeared, but just but a really strange take on modern Black and Death. What did you think of this one?
It was good. It extremely my shit. I was super excited whenever I saw the Fox.
It makes me want to go back and check out Topeth Ablaze, because I did not listen to that. I remember seeing the cover posted and was just like, didn't really know much about it. Didn't, you know, when people post something and they don't actually put a description there, they just write like, "Oh, this is so good." It's like, good at what? And I never end up clicking those ones. I need at least at the bare minimum write what.
Alright.
At the bare minimum, write what genre it is. Like, this is good grind, you know? Like, if I just see this rules, I'll be like, okay, at what? And sort of avoid it until I get something, because there's just so much stuff that's, like, begging to be listened to. If someone puts in the effort to at least write, like, a sentence, I'll be much more likely to click it. So I think this is one of the ones that fell into that, but I'm not sure how... I think maybe Sepulchros Station posted this. I don't want to dox him, so I'll use his weird fucking screen name. He was quite wrapped with it, and yeah, they sent us a promo, which always helps, so yeah, I checked it out, and it rules. If you like this track, I definitely recommend listening to the rest of it. It's only like 25 minutes long or something, but there's literally 1 million different riffs in here, so you'll find one that you like.
He counted all of them.
Yeah, I couldn't count the time signatures, but I could count the number of different riffs. So here's Plague Pit with Accursed Clay.
Yeah.
computer keeps lagging, so I'm like dropping the browsers as we go.
Right.
Cancelling tabs to like help it along. It's like helping a fucking child learn to ride, and they're training wheels, and you're like pushing them along. Come on, buddy, you can do it. You can simultaneously task three fucking things because you're, yeah, you're supposed to be a pretty brand new computer. Do you want to do Rune Magic next?
Yeah.
That whole thing's not out yet, is it?
I don't think so. I think it comes out end of the month.
You've heard this whole thing, hey?
Yeah.
I've seen you this one? Yeah. So we're going to play the third track off the record, which is one of the only two out so far. The track's called The Opening of Dead Gates. So yeah, this is the one that I said was like your bolt throwery sort of vibe, but that's probably inaccurate because yeah, I've only heard these two tracks. Kit's probably got a better idea. What do you reckon? Where do you place this?
It's definitely still very bolt thrower-y, but they've worked in like some kind of almost psych bits into it.
Yeah, right. I was surprised finding out how long they've been around. I think I'd conflated them with there's a black metal band called like Rune. I was about to say Rune Magic. I think they're Rune Spell or Rune Law or some shit. And like I just thought they were the same thing, and never really bothered working out the difference. So yeah, this is your mid tempo Swedish death metal band, not your or death doom, not your fucking Hellenic black metal or whatever the other fucking rune whatever is.
Yeah,
if you type rune into metal archives, you'd probably get 4 million bands, to be honest.
I had held off on listening to them until earlier this year, based solely on the name, because I'm shallow, because I assumed it was like, you know, like old school, like power metal kind of stuff.
Oh, right.
I was like, "That I'm not going to listen to that. Why would I listen to that?" And then I clicked play on it. It's like Enter the Realm of Death, and I was like, This is like Swedish bolt thrower. Like, this rules. Why have I?
I'm averse to bands that have that the word magic featuring the letter K
with a K.
Yeah, it upsets me irrationally. But yeah, I'm like, fuck you. What are you doing? Get rid of that shit. It's like some Dungeons and Dragons shit I don't understand. So, yeah. I gotta fear the unknown. So. I do know that these tracks are fucking killer, and I'm definitely going to listen to the rest of this now and curse myself for not getting into them earlier. I guess they're kind of like Paganizer in that way, that they're like a Swedish death doom band that's been around for fucking ever, and I think the majority of people aren't too familiar with their stuff, so... But when you do listen to it, you're like, what have I been doing?
Why? Have I ignored this for so long?
Yeah. Stop fucking up like me and listen to Rune Magic. Pretend there's no K.
We'll be right back.
I think that track was better than the
Necromancer
of the Red Sun. So yeah, that was Rune Magic with the opening of Dead Gates from Into Desolate Realms. It's out on October 25th. I'll put a link down below so you can pre-order it or whatever. Whatever you people do. Probably just bookmark it on Spotify or some shit. Yeah, whatever happens these days, I don't know. next we've got Blunt Arsnorgs. Blunt Arsnorgs. I feel more comfortable saying that because I know that I'm pronouncing those words correctly.
Yeah. Blunt ass Nords.
We didn't pick a track.
You're right. I don't think we did.
No. I listened to the whole thing a couple of times because
Guess what, guys? We're just going to play on something and it's going to show up.
Kit was telling me about this a couple of weeks ago, and I've never been too far into. I've listened to, what is it, Cosmology and the one that came out last year or something, and that was kind of the industrial vibed one, and I don't gel with that stuff. So it's like, I think I'd always pigeonholed them as like an industrial ish band, or like, you know, industrial black metal based on like the two tracks that I'd heard.
Right.
And Kit was like, no, you got to listen to this, it's really fucking good, I'm blown away. And I was like, oh, all right, I'll give it a chance. And then yeah, ended up listening to the whole thing in one sitting, and yeah, I was like, this is fucking nothing at all like what I expected. And I think that was the vibe a lot of people got from this. Like, I know that they're a band who say that they try to make each release different from the rest, and hearing this, that makes sense. But
yeah, they've been, it was very, definitely very all over the place, like from very traditional black metal stuff to that industrial tinge stuff to, you know, these little psych bits.
Yeah, I got a bit of a psych vibe from this too. It was like, it was almost like gothic fucking atmospheric black metal interspersed with you know that instrumental psych krautrock band Yuri Gagarin. There were parts where the wah and shit, yeah, it was like a wah freakout would kick in, and they'd do like, yeah, it was like, where's this come from? This rules. And somehow it worked. Like, it sounds kind of incongruous, like having a psychedelic space wah rock fucking thing crop up amidst like, atmospheric black metal with like, you know, choral chants and all sorts of shit like that. I was like, where's this? This somehow works. What's going on? And like, right. Other parts were quite, there were quite subdued parts where it was pretty chill, and then yeah, it would just burst out with all this like energy out of nowhere. I was like, oh, okay. The album's called Hallucinogen. It's out now. The cover has those weird looking mushroomy things on it too, which
Spore Bros.
Yeah, that kind of alludes to the psychedelic vibe that we got from this.
Don't lick them. You can't be held responsible if you lick them.
We haven't picked a track to play, but we'll play one now, and we'll talk about which one we're going to play later. We'll work it out. I'll put it in. This works out better because I can't pronounce most of these. So yeah, cool. Senna's carrot death. Has there been anything else that's come out since then?
If there has, it hasn't been anything that I've paid attention to. Yeah, with that new teeth track.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't gotten a chance to listen to it, but I had it bookmarked.
I've actually got the album here. Because we played a track of theirs, right? On our Skronk...
Yeah.
Skronknative Dissonance, or whatever the fuck we called it. That show. But that had a different album cover, and I think that was slated for an EP, maybe? And this one's got a wildly different cover. It's all crazy fucking... Yeah. Let's do some on the go research.
On the fly.
Yeah, on the fly. Shame there's a lot of bands called Teeth.
Right, apparently.
No teeth, wisdom teeth.
Baring teeth. There's two pulling teeths. Two gnashing teeth.
Really? What's the album called again? Curse of Entropy or something?
Yes. That wild ass
narrow down mice. Should narrow down my search. Okay, yeah, so this one comes out on November 29th. I feel like that EP must have got canned.
Right?
Yeah, so let's play a Teeth track, because we can. And we'll pretend that we didn't already play one. Hopefully it's not the same track. This one's coming out on Translation Loss, which is the label that just released Rhythmia. That whole thing's out now too. I don't know if you've heard it, but I've been listening to it a lot, and it kicks ass. I'll just edit this bit out. I just want to check that we didn't play the same track, otherwise it's a waste of time.
Right.
We'll be like, oh, this is the same track, but the different cover, so just look at the different cover.
Yeah. Just pull up the cover while you're listening to this and see how different it is.
Okay, so the first six things that come up are all bearing teeth.
It's the only teeth we have.
I'm going to look up Skronknative instead, because that should only have one hit. What have you guys been up to on your I Hope Suffer?
For this week, we're going to be doing Body Bags.
Because it's October now, this is your spooky month.
Yeah, this is our time to shine. Hopefully get some stuff in.
Yeah, so you got a third host now.
Yep.
And are you planning anything big for the end of the month? Or you just
we're going to have a big crossover episode with a guest called The Worst Horror Podcast. We're going to be talking about some Nick Cage movies.
They're all horrific, if you ask me. except for maybe Con Air. Actually, no, that's pretty horrific.
Con Air's a delight.
So their podcast is called The Worst Horror Podcast.
Yep.
You guys should fight for that title, because that's like an accolade that you both deserve. You both want. It's like you want to be the worst. No one wants to be the second worst horror podcast. That's just shit. There's no prize for second last.
It's worst or nothing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, what's the Ricky Bobby Talladega Nights thing?
If you're not first, you're last.
Yeah. If you're not last, you're dead. Yeah, it's a different track.
Okay, tight.
All right, cool. Yeah, we haven't heard this track, so let's talk about it. It's got this, that skronky riff shit that you expect from Teeth. I really liked that bit around 1 minute. just check that it goes for over a minute. Yeah, it goes for 3 minutes. Yeah, that bit around 1 minute just kicks ass. You know, when that bit kicks in, it's like, wah, da, 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 da. That bit's really good.
I like drums.
Yeah, the drums sound great. Yeah, it's just, more of what you like from Teeth.
Probably.
If you like... Probably. Sorry, Teeth. We do like it. That's why we're playing two of your songs, if you're listening. you do kick ass. Yeah, so this one's called Cretin. The other one we played is called Collapse, so that's going to be on here. quite sure what happened, because the other one that we played, I had the release date down as ?. So obviously nothing was finalized, and we just jumped the gun and played a, maybe it was a demo, who knows. Anyway,
we're rebels.
Yeah, rebels without applause. What's the, what is that? Is that a Kid Rock album? I feel like that's a Kid Rock album.
Is it?
I don't know. It sounds like some cheesy shit one like that would make up. Rebels without
it. Applause. It's some band.
Is it? Yeah, maybe that's where I've heard it from. We've probably got 8 promos from them.
It's an Every Time I Die song.
Oh, yeah. See, I would have heard that, yeah. Yeah, that makes sense, too. They love their pun shit, hey? Like, every single one of their tracks was some weird-ass pun. Wow, there's a lot of hits for this. Late Night Party Boys. With a Z. Sorry, with a Z.
Z-Z.
Teaching our son the alphabet and, like, all the songs. If you get an American song, it's, like, it ends in Z, and then if they've made it, if they've adapted it for Australia, they'll, like, have someone else go, Zed, after they say Z, just to be like, oh, you can say it both ways. Like, just so parents in Australia don't get mad. They're like, what's this Z shit? Yeah, it's not Z. What the fuck is that? It's Zed.
Why Zed?
I don't know, man. But hearing Z was always weird. I think maybe because it has a different sound, whereas if you say Z, it might confuse a child and they'll think it's like E, because it sounds more like
whatever.
Yes, yeah, it already sounds like another word, whereas Z, another sound or phonetic or whatever the fuck they call it, whereas Z is like more easy to differentiate.
Use that from Power Rangers.
Which, was that the bad guy?
Yeah.
He's the
dude that doesn't have any skin with the like big silver mask. Lord Z.
I don't remember that. I remember the woman who cackled.
Oh, Rita Repulsa.
Yeah. My little brother was like super into Power Rangers because that was hidden when he was around that age, and I'd forgotten all about them until I think you mentioned them on the show before. I was like, oh yeah, Power Rangers.
I got like 4 things that I talk about. And that's it.
Last week when I was away with my nieces and nephews and like extended family, one of my nieces was just like singing "Go Go Power Rangers" when they were all playing out. So we were playing footy and kicking the ball around and stuff. And I don't know what she was doing, but she just kept saying it on repeat. And like I wasn't listening to her, but when I walked inside like an hour later, I'm there making some food and stuff, and I just coming up in my head, "Go Go Power Rangers." I'm like, why is this in my head? What the fuck is happening? And then I went back and I was like, I was kind of angry at her. So, what have you done? Why were you saying that on repeat to no one? And not even the song, just that bit. Yeah, it's like, at least do the solo. Wasn't there a solo in that? Come on, I want an a cappella version of the solo. So we'll close out with Oxenis, which are the some of the weirdest music that I've heard in recent memory.
I read.
They're Finnish, like ambient death metal. It's the weirdest. Every album is weird and fucked up. Have you listened to them before?
I have not.
They're so bizarre. You have to listen to some Oxenis. Every release has just got more and more weird. They started out as like demo-ish sounding garage death metal, and it's just been moving towards like free association jazz ambient death fucking bizarreness. It'd be like minute long tracks. Every album cover is like plain white with like a weird drawing of like Carrot Man or
okay.
The new one. I don't even
I have listened to them.
Yeah, they're all that.
I remember a white cover with like 3 carrots like in a circle or some shit. Yeah.
So there's an album every like 2 months or so. So you,
oh god,
there's probably a
I've
new one
on like 25 albums, I guess.
Some of them are short, so like you could listen to a whole album in like 20 minutes. It'll be like 10 tracks and they're all 2 minutes long, but I think you'd like it because it's really like weird, spooky. Yeah, it's just like nothing else you've ever heard. Yeah, I don't even know if it's music. It's cool though. I like it.
Cool sounds.
Yeah. If I was writing a horror soundtrack, I would include some Oxnard. So, I think they're all name your price, or like a dollar. I don't know what one we're going to play. They're all in Finnish, so it's all pretend. All the names.
They should
probably embed some underneath us talking, because it's just that kind of weird ambient music which would suit having idiots talk about Power Rangers and stuff. So.
Do a cover of a Convulse song. Just like the entirety of World Without God.
I'm not even sure if the... I don't know anything... I don't know enough about them to know if he's in other bands or...
Just some dude, like, in his garage. Getting weird.
Yeah. But I know that they're kind of... They're hitting a lot of places that we frequent, so it's like... You hear about them through death metal people, you don't hear about them, you know, in any other terms, so...
Right.
Yeah, if you're into something weird... if you're up for something weird, then yeah, this is for you, you fucking freak.
You creep.
Yeah, 100% creepy. The last one? I don't think I listened to it because it was called Neos Magma.
How does your smegma become Neos Magma?
I'm
concerned.
Just looking here, and that one was two tracks, and that was 17 minutes each. And then the new one is 13 tracks, all roughly 1 minute and seconds long. So, wildly varying. Yeah. It's like, this is his grind one.